USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn.
The death toll in a horrific bombing at a girls' school in the Afghan capital of Kabul has soared to over 50, many of them adolescent students. The number of wounded in Saturday's attack has also climbed to more than 100, according to Afghanistan's Interior Ministry. Three explosions occurred outside the school entrance as students were leaving for the day. The blasts occurred in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in the west side of the capital. The Taliban has denied responsibility, condemning the attack in a statement. Economists had predicted that 1 million jobs would be added in April, but non-farm payrolls increased by just 266,000 as unemployment rose slightly to 6.1%. An analyst for Bank of America cited that 4.6 million workers left the labor force during the pandemic, but only half are expected to return by the end of the year. Find us on the web at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinarian physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of son of a death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In son of a death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.